Are you going through menopause or perimenopause? Let me tell you, the struggle to find comfort in my body sometimes, I'm telling you, if you know what I'm talking about, and I know you do, then you have to try Hormone Harmony.
Yes, you do. The struggle is real. And Hormone Harmony is not just a supplement for women going through perimenopause, menopause, or postmenopause. It's become a phenomenon, y'all, for real. Women cannot stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds.
Wow, Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Now, here's the beauty about adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors, like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life, okay? So Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause.
No.
Any woman with symptoms with hormonal imbalances can take it, but it's perfect for those horrible menopause symptoms that put a woman's life on hold, like.
Okay, can I just say hot flashes and night sweats? They are wrong. They're just
Yes,
wrong
they
and
are.
evil.
Yes, they are. And racing thoughts and low moods. Let me tell you
Ugh.
something. My mind is like a chattering monkey all night long.
Feeling tired all the time, poor sleep.
Yes, and no desire to be in bed next to someone if you know what I mean,
Okay, I
okay?
know you do.
Okay. So, Hormone Harmony can help with all of these things.
And for a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code FRANGELA at checkout.
That's happymammoth.com and use the code FRANGELA for 15% off today. With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let us tell you about MyLifeInABook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right?
It's really cool and it's so easy. Here's how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask.
And then she can either type her response or record her voice. And MyLifeInABook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book.
And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity.
Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventures, the challenges that she overcame. This book becomes a legacy, something you and future generations can treasure forever.
Face it, your mom's given you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. My own mom, when I gave her mylifeinabook.com, let me tell you something. They ask great questions like, what was your favorite childhood game? And when she told me, I was concerned, okay? I was concerned for my past mama, future mama. They played rough.
MyLifeInABook.com and use code FRANGELA at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day.
That's mylifeinabook.com. Use code FRANGELA for 10% off today.
Hi, I'm Liz Winstead.
I'm Moji Alawode-L.
And we're the hosts of Feminist Buzzkills, the only weekly podcast that helps you navigate the post-Roe hellscape.
We dissect all the news from that sketchy intersection of abortion and misogyny with our guests, the abortion providers and activists working on the ground. Plus, we have amazing comedians to help us laugh through the rage.
Feminist Buzzkills drops Fridays wherever you get your pod fix. Listen and subscribe, because when BS is popping, we pop off.
MSW Media.
Welcome to Teacher Quit Talk. I'm Miss Redacted.
And I'm Mrs. Frazzled. Every week we explore the teacher exodus to find out what, if anything, could get these educators back in the classroom.
We've all had our moments where we thought, what the hell am I doing here? From burnout to bureaucracy to soul-sucking stressors and creative dead ends.
From recognizing when it was time to go to navigating feelings of guilt and regret afterwards, we're here to cut out the gaslighting and get real about what it means to leave teaching.
We've got insights from former teachers from all over the country who have seen it all. So get ready to be disturbed. Join us on Teacher Quit Talk to laugh through the pain of the U.S. education system. We'll see you there.
Well, as you know, we embrace diversity here at the Stephanie Miller Show, and I've never seen so much diversity in underwears as Tomboy X. I got the new rainbow ones. I even got the rainbow shirt. You can use it as a t-shirt or jammies.
Fancy.
I got the pants.
Awesome.
And that's a V-neck. It's so pretty. Okay. Listen, it's like nobody took the time to design authentic underwear for strong, independent, right? Comfortable with yourself people like us. Tomboy X did. They created underwear that makes you feel like, you know, this underwear doesn't just fit, it gets me. Yes, I'm feeling proud, so I got the entire Pride line. The underwear, I've got the jammies, I've got the t-shirt. Tomboy X since 2014 has been making brazenly unapologetic underwear for all bodies, all shapes, all genders, all sizes. Really, all sizes, from boxer briefs to bikinis, boy shorts to bras. Every pair of Tomboy X is created to fit you and how you see yourself, and they've expanded way beyond underwear too. And with their love at first wear guarantee, you can order risk-free while you find your perfect fit. Discover your inner tomboy. Let me get you started with my special discount. Go to Tomboy X, enter the code Stephanie to get an extra 20% off. That's an extra 20% off when you enter Stephanie at tomboyx.com. That's tomboyx.com. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Frances Callier.
And I'm Angela V. Shelton.
We are Frangela, and welcome to
The Final Word!
The Final Word with Frangela!
Frangela.
The Final Word.
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 Ta 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 ta! It's always good when Angela comes in.
I don't know why. Sometimes I feel it. I go with what I feel.
That's nice.
And I felt it. I felt a sort of French ambulance today.
Oh, nice.
You know, that's what I was going for.
Yeah, it's very, very, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, like alarming but comforting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for joining us on this, the first day that the United States is militarily out of Afghanistan.
Yes. We want to remind you to go to sexyliberal.com and pick up your pay-per-view tickets if you're not already in Madison, Wisconsin, holding that ticket for our October 23rd show at the Barrymore Theater. Make sure you go to sexyliberal.com and join us because it is going to be off the chain.
All of us sexy liberals will be there. Hal, what am I saying?
Yeah, Hal Sparks.
Hal Sparks. I was about to say Hal Lublin. I know, he's a friend of ours.
Yeah.
But that was like, Hal Lublin? Why is that? Why am I saying it? Hal Sparks, John Fugel sang, and of course, Mama Stephanie Miller.
Yes.
Maybe Stephanie Mills will make an appearance.
Maybe.
Maybe.
It might happen.
It could happen.
It could
she
happen.
She could transmorgify.
You know what? One day. I got the cash.
Oh my God, that would be so amazing. We should do a GoFundMe to raise enough money to get Stephanie Mills to show up someplace.
I mean.
And have her like walk out on stage and just assert that she's Stephanie Miller.
I can't
just like
wait.
Assert it. That
assert
would be amazing.
It. Assert
amazing.
It.
So go get your tickets now at sexyliberal.com.
And while you're at sexyliberal right now, at sexyliberal.com, go and check out the podcast as well.
All of the amazing podcasts. Come on.
Do that. And while you're on the internet, please, if you're not already a Patreon subscriber to our podcast, please become one. We really appreciate everybody's support. It helps keep this company
going. No, it doesn't help.
It,
at this moment, is the thing keeping this company going. It is absolutely the thing keeping company. We are actors. There's no work. So thank you very, very much for being our Patreon supporters. And if you can, we cannot tell you what it means. Thank you.
Yes.
You can also get a specialized little video message from us if you go to Cameo.
Yes, we just told somebody's baby
to go to sleep.
It was hysterical. We told baby Ricky, take his
Ricky,
ass to sleep.
If baby Ricky, you're listening right now. Baby Ricky, this is a good time to take a nap. You're not going to even be interested in any of what we're about to say.
Baby Ricky, your mama and daddy need to go to bed.
They need rest. Your mama especially needs some rest.
All right, so go to cameo.com and join us Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific on the Frangela Facebook page for Idiot of the Week Live.
That's right. You can watch us record the Idiot of the Week podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Which, who doesn't want to do that?
And also, join us every Friday morning for the third hour of the Stephanie Miller Show for Fridays with Frangela for the
Black Power Hour.
What happens, man?
That is where Stephanie Miller becomes Stephanie Mills.
Wow.
And somewhere Stephanie Mills becomes Stephanie Miller.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, Ida has left more than 1 million people without power, possibly for weeks. And now comes the insufferable heat.
And apparently, I didn't know this until I was watching coverage earlier, that a lot of people died in the last hurricane subsequent to the actual hurricane because
of using generators for power to power the refrigerators and air conditioning and the carbon monoxide.
Yes.
You know, backed up in their homes. And so being without, I want you to think about being without, having, and this is, I think this is really important, especially when we talk about infrastructure and the situation, that think about what it's like to be without any sort of electricity for 2 weeks.
Exactly. Now think about it for a month.
And that's the government telling you that. That's the power company. And the fact that we have power, there's one power company, and it had an interesting name. It was like Entergy, something like that, there in southern Louisiana. And literally, the storm, like, knocked out the big thing.
Yeah.
It knocked out, like, eight of their other, like, it's a really bad, plus all the down wires. But it's very bad. So far, they've said there have been 2 deaths as a result of the hurricane, although the governor said that he anticipated, unfortunately, that there would be more.
Yeah. Thousands of people have been deployed by the state to help with search and rescue efforts right now. And officials say electricity might not be restored to the area for a month, you guys.
That's...
And that's life-threatening. I mean, you think about people...
2021.
Who... 2021. You think about people... My father was a diabetic.
Yep.
Who's on insulin independent. And I think about... That has to be... refrigerated.
Yeah. Babies. You know, medication, formula, milk, all those things. On top of the fact that your phone...
Yes.
I don't know if the phone lines are working, because sometimes if you have a home line, and a lot of people don't have home lines anymore. They don't have landlines anymore. The landlines might be functioning. I haven't heard. But most people don't have them, which I think that the government should pay for, because it's ridiculously... It's dangerous to not have... I mean, I don't have one because it's expensive.
I have, and you know what? The only reason, I have one reason why, because I have a kid.
Yeah.
And I'm, and if for some reason.
No, you need to have it.
You have to have, I have,
you need to have,
to have a landline.
And it's, and I wish we did, but I was like, I got, you know, when times got panty, I had, you know, you got to get rid of the things that you got to get rid of. So there's a lot of, people, apparently 2 million people in that area are under a heat advisory.
Yeah.
Heat advisory means people are going to have problems.
Yep. And you know, the elderly, seniors, people with, you know, who are compromised in any, every way, in any way. And it's just awful. Also, there's 60,000 in Mississippi and 16,000 in Alabama who are also without power. And then also they're talking about in Tennessee, in central Tennessee, where who was just flooded.
Mm-hmm.
The storm is about to go right through them too, again. This is the time, and you said it, Angela, this is the time where I go, hey, Southern senators and representatives, now would be a really good time to pass an infrastructure bill.
And here's the deal. You know how I feel about it. I need the voting. They got to take care of voting, right? But like you, I like these people. We got to start using every device we have to save this democracy or what there is of it.
Yeah.
And I look at the situation and it makes no sense that in the United States of America, one of the richest country on the planet, that in 2021, people who can pay for power aren't going to be able to get it. Now, you should, in my view, you shouldn't have to pay for electricity.
Yeah.
But it, because we've decided that you do for some reason. People who, these aren't people who can't pay for it.
Yeah.
They just, it's just not there.
It's not available
it's
to
not
them.
It's not available to them. Because we won't address climate change, and because we won't address crumbling infrastructure.
Oh.
And because we won't address governors and representatives who will spend more time on how to get people jazzed up and violent and instigated than on actually solving problems.
Can we go back to climate change, please?
Oh, we have no choice.
Because let me tell you something. This is what I need to hear. From all the, you know, I'm watching, you know, story after story of people sitting there going, I thought I could ride it out.
Yes.
I've lived here my entire life. I've been through every one of
Katrina,
these storms.
Everything.
And all of these storms, I thought I could ride it out. It's like, let me tell you something right the fuck now. You are in a new day. This is a new earth. This is a different earth. Okay? We have ravaged this planet. And for those who do not believe in climate change, you about to fuck believe in it now.
Well,
that means greasy.
That's what I'm saying. And I think that more than, I think that we've made cute terms. It's not climate change, it's climate destruction.
Yes.
The reality is that the climate isn't change. That makes it sound like, oh, it's good, it's spring now. No, it's not changing, it's imploding.
Yeah.
It is attacking the thing that's killing it. We are the parasite. And what it's doing is sending everything it can. Its immune system is hurricanes,
yep.
Heat, you know, all that. And we are not. People trying to ride out these storms, to me, it's the same people who walk into a casino and think they're going to win.
Yeah.
Like, I have to tell you, like, for me personally, you guys.
Yeah.
And here's the thing about this storm. They didn't have any warning.
No.
This is the problem. Like, nobody, they didn't have time. People who would have gotten out didn't have time to get out.
Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, too. Now, also, let's look in the other direction. Lake Tahoe.
Yes, on
being
fire.
Being evacuated.
Emergency evacuation.
They're talking about 30,000 homes.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you.
All of a sudden, they're like, get out.
Get out.
That's not warning.
No. And, you know, it doesn't matter if you got a shack.
No.
Or a $14 million
nope.
house.
You got to be on the same damn road.
That's right.
And you're all backed up and can't get out.
I don't give a... Money doesn't care who you voted for. Doesn't care if you voted for Trump.
Nope.
Doesn't care if you voted for Biden.
Nope. Climate destruction does not have a political objective or point of view.
It doesn't care.
And, dude, it's... I'm telling you... Here's the deal. You can ignore it all you want. And if freedom means you have the freedom to do stupid shit, okay.
Yeah.
That's your kind of freedom. But the reality is, what I hope that people understand and hear is that people didn't have time. This isn't Katrina in a number of ways. But one of the big ways is we went from a situation where people had warning.
Yeah.
And couldn't afford to a lot of people or didn't have the means and nobody was helping them. And for some reason, George W. Bush's friend, Brownie, just... I don't know. He just sort of didn't do a great job as FEMA director. But there was no warning here. And the same thing with Tahoe. They had, like, no time to get out. And that is the thing. You keep thinking, well, if this happens, you know, I would leave. You may not get the opportunity.
That's right. And then the roads you can't get out of.
There you go.
You know, all of these things. So I just, you know, our hearts and prayers are with everyone in the South.
If I had resources, I would donate them to whatever I could.
And the shit cherry on top is COVID.
Yes, because the hospitals are already full there.
That's right.
But see, here's the problem with the COVID thing, and this is where I get insta-mad, is that your hospitals don't have to be full right the fuck now.
No. Nope.
Those are choices that people are making. Now, let me say once again, and I have to say this. People, we can't do every exemption in every sentence. We'd be here all day. So when we say people who aren't getting vaccinated, we are of course not including people who can't get vaccinated.
Of course not.
Or for children and for people who there's a reason that they can't get or should really not get vaccinated. We are in no way, nor have we ever meant to include those people. But if we stop every sentence and say all of those things, we just never get anywhere.
Yeah.
So understand that. But for people who've made the decision that they'd rather go find some horse paste,
ooh.
Let me tell you how everybody's in our Idiot of the Week lane right now doing stories. Because when Mad Owl is basically doing Idiot of the Week,
yeah,
because people are getting horse dewormer,
it's gone up by 88% sales.
There should be doctors are walking out. Doctors and nurses are like, the situation is that these deaths don't have to be happening. That these people don't have to be in the hospital.
No.
That over 90 some percent of the people in the hospitals with COVID are not vaccinated and could have been. And the ones that are vaccinated leave. They don't end up having to be intubated and they live.
Yep.
So it's seriously not okay. I think these people should be in jail. DeSantis, Abbott, all these governors should be in jail. Trump, clearly.
Yep. The U.S., you know, completed its withdrawal from Afghanistan, effectively ending the longest war in American history and fulfilling Biden's pledge to end what he called the forever war. And you know what I have to say?
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. I think that Biden, yes, it was an absolute shit show at the start. You know why? Because nobody expected the president of the country to fucking cut and run. But
we the only people asking, Francis. I keep watching. We the only people being like, where's Ashraf Ghani?
Where is he?
Where the fuck is Ashraf Ghani?
Where the fuck is
no,
he?
No, they negotiated when Trump made that shit deal with the Taliban to do, by the way, to have a withdrawal after he's out of office.
Yes.
Like, literally, they went and made deals with all of the Afghan government and military to step down.
Yeah.
So, yeah, of course, the beginning, because that wasn't supposed to happen. And I was listening to reporting today that, in fact, the Afghanistan's government under, you know, Ghani, they had actually, not only had they been saying, you know, don't start withdrawing people yet, it could cause a panic. They also had been saying, they'd been saying that, and they'd been actively suggesting, like, look, we don't need an interim government. Because that was a discussion. Like,
right.
Do you, when we leave, do we need to set up something, like some sort of interim government before you can have another election or before you can whatever? And they were arguing against it. And I believe the reason they were arguing against it is because they knew the next government, they'd already made a deal with them.
Yeah, that's right.
And that was the Taliban.
Yeah.
So it's pretty clear that the failure of, and I will say this seems to me, and we'll ask Malcolm Nance, but this seems to me like a possible failure of the intelligence community is not knowing about that.
Yes.
Is not knowing what was going on between the Taliban and that government.
Well, you know, talk about an incredible pivot. We got, Biden got 120,000 people of there. And, you know, and this is what, and we were just talking about it before we started recording, which is what I feel through and through, and I feel like as I read articles, as I see people talking about it, is the relief of being out of Afghanistan.
Yeah.
Is that Americans wanted that? I don't care if you were if you're a Democrat or Republican. I think Americans want out of Afghanistan.
Those 13 Marines who died were like, most of them were like 20. Mm-hmm. They were as old as the war.
And which is awful. You know what? And I'm going to tell you something. The thing that keeps coming up for me is, you know, watching, when I'm watching the news and they're talking about how soldiers, like right now, the suicide lines for soldiers is, you know, really picking up and people really upset, absolutely, and should be, about their interpreters not getting out.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it, I am sure many soldiers are sitting there going, what was I there for? Because of the 20,000 who made it out but were injured, and then when you think about the psychological injuries, the psychological scars and the PTSD that other people who innumerably we don't even know about.
Yeah.
And now you have to ask the question, was my life, was the time I put in there, was that worth it?
I think this is the thing. It absolutely was. A lot of things happened that were good that happened. Whether or not, I don't think that we should have been in Iraq or Afghanistan, but the thing is, we were. And when you join the army and the military, unfortunately, it is to do what they tell you
to do their bidding.
And it doesn't matter if you think
that's right,
it's worth it.
That's right.
And that's the whole premise, right? So what's upsetting, the most upsetting thing, is how little services we have, mental health services we have for people while they're serving and when they are done serving.
Yeah.
And how subpar that can be at times, and how the VA, you know, the Veterans Administration has had, you know, innumerable problems and I think woefully underfunded. But the reality is, despite 2 decades of work, over a couple of trillion dollars, that government was not willing to be a government.
No.
And that's the truth. And so it didn't matter. You know, over nearly 2,500 Americans died in Afghanistan over the last 20 years.
Plus the last 13.
Yeah. And no, that's in that.
No.
So, in terms of how many, like tens of thousands of Afghani people have perished, we don't even know how many, but I think the evacuation is a success. Was it hard to handle at first? Was it slop? Was there a lot of like chaos? Yeah, but when you lose a war, it isn't, people don't get boarding passes and 24 hours notice and whatever. Like it's sort of, so, and I do think that they did, and this administration's, their hallmark seems to be under promise, over deliver. Because they, remember, I said it last week, Frances, people were bitching about this, get this deadline pushed. And they, I was like, that, why? We're not at it yet.
Yeah.
They don't need to be talking about pushing a deadline. They're not at it yet. And that, what was it, 2 minutes to midnight? Out.
Yeah.
Outie.
Yeah.
And the deal is, I do think that Nicole Wallace is right when she said, you know, 97% of the people will approve of this and 97% of the press won't. And it's the truth. I feel it. And you see it and you hear it all around you. People knew we needed to be out of there. Yeah. Do we all wish that it had been handled, that we had had a better handle on? Do we all wish that the agreement, that Trump hadn't made the bullshit agreement he made? That, well, frankly, that he didn't exist or make the become president. But... yeah, but the reality is we needed to be out of there. And I don't think that leaving is ever, it's never cute. It's never easy. But they did an amazing thing here in an amazingly short amount of time.
Absolutely. With the cards that they had, they did a great, great job.
And I look at the situation and I'm like, you know, here's the deal. We have got to start, we've got to start listening to people and understand that everybody who goes to Afghanistan has this problem.
Yep.
Because I don't think Afghanistan is actually a country. No, like these are imposed boundaries that Western nations, imperialist nations have put on a territory that doesn't seem to have a central identity.
Right.
That doesn't have an identity that they share that they
adhere to. And the Taliban isn't even really about a government. They're about a culture and a religion.
And the problem is they'd like to be a government. And so, I mean, it's interesting to watch. Like you said, I think we talked about it earlier, but like the press at first was saying they haven't gotten out enough people.
Mm-hmm.
And now there are too many refugees.
Right.
It's like you can't win for losing. Yes. You know, so, but I think that overwhelmingly Biden's going to speak, of course, tonight.
Yes. And you know, of course, right after our podcast, the president will be speaking.
And I think that that's going to be an amazing speech.
Yes.
And I need everybody to remember that we're in month 8.
Yes. We'll be right back after these messages.
Well, the holidays are here and finding the perfect gift is tricky, right? Omaha Steaks makes it so easy to send friends and family an unforgettable gift guaranteed to be loved. Everyone I've sent this to goes crazy. OmahaSteaks.com. Enter the code Stephanie in the search bar. You not only save over 50%, but you get an additional 8 Omaha Steaks burgers free. These are the best burgers, period. Omaha Steaks is ready to ship right away. Avoid the holiday shipping hustle and bustle and order the perfect gift package today at OmahaSteaks.com. Don't forget you get those 8 free burgers when you enter the code Stephanie in the search bar. Achieve gifting greatness with Omaha Steaks. Incredible flavor, incredible value, 100% guaranteed. You will not believe the quality and the quantity of food you get. Everybody is just bowled over when they get this Omaha Steaks gift package. The best steaks, the best burgers, the best chicken, you name it. How about those caramel apple tartlets? Everything is incredible. OmahaSteaks.com. But don't forget that keyword is Stephanie in the search bar. OmahaSteaks.com. Do it now.
We're putting the band back together.
Sexy Liberal is in person again, this time in Madison.
Okay, fine. Madison it is.
At the Barrymore Theater, October 23rd. All 4 cast members will be on stage performing together.
We're going into Wisconsin.
Stephanie Miller.
Can I just go with Bunker Bitch? How many times did you actually shit your diaper in your little bunker?
John Fugelsang.
What a pleasure it is to be in a room full of so many atheists doing the Lord's work.
Comedy duo Frangela.
Y'all are some sexy liberals.
Yes.
And Hal Sparks.
I got kicked out of the South for thinking too much.
All live and in person at the Barrymore Theater in Madison on October 23rd. But if you can't get to Wisconsin in October, the show will also be simulcast live via pay-per-view on MeatHook. Come see the show live or stay at home and watch in the comfort of your living room. A limited number of post-show meet and grope tickets will be available at the Barrymore show.
And please, all attendees need to be vaccinated to attend the live show.
October 23rd at the Barrymore in Madison. Sexy Liberal returns.
Welcome back. The U.S. averaged more than 100,000 COVID-19 hospitalizations a day over the last week. The highest 7-day average since mid-January when nearly 140,000 people were hospitalized. Here's my thing. Why do we keep acting like this isn't happening? Mm-hmm. It's happening, but the energy around it is It's not happening.
Well, I think that the Republican Party, the insurrectionist party of seditious traitors, they really want to talk about critical race theory and masks and, being impinging on your freedom in some way.
And keeping their economies open. And it's like...
But it the people are in the hospital.
The people are in the hospital. Your people, your citizens... are being 100,000 people a day.
I'm watching every day on Twitter and other places. Every day I'm seeing videos of people getting violent and hostile when told to wear a mask. And it's absolutely criminal. My mother called me and was like, are people really, because she does check-ins on crazy with me. She's like, did I mishear this? I must have misheard this, Angela. They said something about people taking horse dewormers. Is that one of your idiot stories? I was like, unfortunately, it's a trend.
Yeah.
Ivermectin. It's a trend. And people are getting hurt and hurting themselves, and as you know. But we have, you know, we're over 638,000 deaths. We're close to 700,000 people, having died from coronavirus.
Yeah.
And we're talking about a lot of this. Right. It's post-vaccine, which is insane.
Shouldn't be. The Educational Department opened 5 civil rights investigations into statewide school mask bans in Iowa, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Tennessee, and Utah.
It's an interesting way to go about the argument. They're trying to hit the mask mandate from the point of view that it's discriminating against disabled students and immunocompromised students to have an environment that they can't safely go into to get educated because people aren't masked.
Yeah.
So that's the argument that the Education Department is trying to make to get around these idiot governors.
Yeah. Education.
Not allow mask mandates.
Yeah. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona accused the states of, quote, putting politics over the health and education of the students they took an oath to serve, and calling the policies simply unacceptable.
Yep.
And they are. They are.
It's amazing. You see, like, this is the thing about the Republican Party that trips me out. Like, it really did. Once I saw Lindsey Graham Mitch McConnell do their complete Hippocratic turnaround, I realized there's no such thing as hypocrisy anymore for them. Because you see, this Republican Party literally now is saying that they are not going to pay for the tax breaks. They're going to vote against raising the budget to pay for the tax breaks that they voted in.
Yeah.
They're putting politics ahead of rational thought, sanity, people's health.
Yep.
They're assholes.
Yeah. And I mean, at this point, it's the spaghetti against the wall theory for their politics, for their policies.
Like, oh, did this excite you? Then we'll just say it more.
Yeah, exactly. The House Select Committee is investigating the January 6th riot plans to ask telecommunication companies to preserve the phone records of several Republican lawmakers who participated in the Stop the Steal rally.
And also Trump's adult offspring.
Yes.
Phone records.
I just love to say these names. Lauren Boebert. Marjorie Taylor Greene, get her shit. Yeah. Jim Jordan, Andy Biggs, Paul Gosar.
Mo, Jailtime Brooks.
Madison Cawthorn, we got a story about him in a second.
We got Madison to talk about.
Matt Gaetz, Louis Gohmert.
Matt Gaetz, he's Nestor's daddy, right?
Yes. Jody Heiss and Scott Perry and the Trump family members, including Trump.
Because have you watched the mashup of Jim Jordan, Hemming and Hawing? I'm gonna do Jim Jordan. Ask me if I talked to Trump on January 6th.
Hey Jim, did you talk to Trump?
Well, I talk to the president often. I talk to him. I talk to him
on the 6th. I'm asking.
Well, at some point, I'm sure. It's not unusual to talk to the president. When you talk to the president, I talk to the president. What are you trying to say? I mean, I at least talked to him like once. I mean, I don't remember exactly what. It is hilarious if you watch it because it is like he is so dirty and so terrified and wrong and lying, and it is so like a child caught doing something. I'm like, fuck you, you seditious mofo.
Then we got to deal with this Representative Madison Cawthorn. Let me tell you about this fool.
Yes, promoting false election claims, warning of bloodshed.
Okay, he's a freshman lawmaker and pro-Trump star of the far right. He was at a Macon County Republican Party headquarters in Franklin, North Carolina this past Sunday and said many horrifying things like this, quote, "The things that we are wanting to fight for, it doesn't matter if our votes don't count," he told the crowd. Mm-hmm. He said, because, you know, if our election systems continue to be rigged and continue to be stolen, then it's going to lead to one place, and it's bloodshed. "I will tell you, as much as I am willing to defend our liberty at all costs, there is nothing that I would dread doing more than having to pick up arms against a fellow American. And the way that we can have recourse against that is if we all passionately demand that we have election security in all 50 states."
Well, who defines that? Who decides that?
Well, that's what January 6th was passionate. That was the passionate demanding.
Because people voted. Mm-hmm. And then what you did was then hold a rally to tell people that their lawful votes, you didn't like that.
Well, they didn't vote right.
And that they didn't vote right.
They didn't vote correctly.
And didn't vote for who you wanted.
Right.
So but when you didn't get the guy you wanted, you led an insurrection against the government.
Well, it sounds like what you're saying, Francis, is that they don't really care about election integrity. They care about dictatorship and their own point of view.
Absolutely.
Wow, that's crazy. So I want to remind you, he literally said, "I'm willing to defend our liberty at all costs. This is going to lead to bloodshed. But I would hate to have to pick up arms," right? "I would hate to have to." So then his spokesperson, when confronted with the fact that he's calling for violence,
yes,
against the government, Luke Ball, who's a spokesperson for Cawthorn and an asshole, quite clearly said, in his comments, "Congressman Cawthorn is clearly not advocating for violence." He said that his fears... Oh, gosh, I'm screwing this up, this quote here. But basically, they literally are trying to say that that's not calling for violence.
Yeah.
Okay, Francis, when I say there will be bloodshed and I would feel forced to take up arms, what am I saying?
It sounds like, number one, the blood is in, you use the word blood
and shed. Yeah, but I meant like passive bloodshed.
And arms. So usually that's violence.
But maybe some people just are hemophiliacs.
No.
And they might bleed because they're passionate about democracy.
No, that's not how that goes.
I'm sure what he meant. What he meant is if you're a vampire and you cry blood tears, then you will have the blood tears over, like, are you fucking kidding me,
but,
dude?
But this is what we're dealing with.
We are watching, how dare we? Can I just say again and again? How dare we talk about, I listened to this person talk about how the Afghanistan, you know, they don't have a solid government and what is this? There's no government. And I was like, and then this reporter went on to say, because, you know, there are deep divisions among the people who were in the government, the Afghani people, but what kind of government to have or how there, I was like, wait a minute. I'm sorry. There are deep divisions there.
Right.
There. They have a problem having a stable government. We have a government that literally 100+ members of Congress voted to decertify a legal election. We are watching the slowest moving insurrection of all time. On January 6th, we had the former president incite a riot.
Yep. And
you gonna critique somebody else?
And we're gonna act like it isn't happening.
We've had hundreds of years to have a stable government. Where the fuck are we?
Yes. And you know what? And that is our final word. Now it's time for emails, emails. Time to go get your emails.
Thank you for writing us at frangela08@gmail.com. We love hearing from you. And it is wonderful. And we hope all is well.
Yes. Thank you, Doug D, for sending us this adorable picture of Twombly Road.
My dog Twombly has a road.
Yes. It's at I-39 in Illinois. Thank you, Doug.
That's
it's
so
adorable.
Sweet.
Thank you, Doug.
It just made our day.
Yes.
Twombly needs things. No, he doesn't. And this is from John in Boston. He's the WASP commander.
Thank you.
Of you who don't know, he's in charge of the WASP contingent of the anti-spider cabal army. He said, it's about Johnson & Johnson update. He said, "Hi, Frangela. I know you both are on Team J&J, as I am. I just heard an update and this was like last week, but that about the vaccine and wanted to share it with you. They said a booster given 6 months after your initial vaccination will increase your antibodies ninefold. Ooh. Now, it remains to be seen if the people reporting the story actually know the difference between ninefold and nine times. Big difference there, but either way, it's a large increase. I was going to get myself a Moderna booster surreptitiously, but sounds like I won't need to do that now. That's it. Thought you'd like to know. And thank you for that.
Yes.
And again, let's all follow the guidelines.
Please. Don't be just going to be getting a piece of Moderna.
Let me get half a J&J. You know what? And I'm gonna get a shot. Give me a shot of J&J with a Coke back.
Yeah.
And a half of Moderna.
Totally. No,
come on, people. Totally. Let's do what we're supposed to do.
And now it's time for resistance wrap up.
As always, we hope you are calling all your representatives and senators through the, you can use the general switchboard 202-224-3121 to encourage them and tell them that they must protect your voting rights. But on top of that.
Yes. Move On members have come together to donate more than $500,000 to support Doctors Without Borders' urgent work in Afghanistan and Haiti since last week. But the needs are tremendous.
That's right. They're on the ground there in Haiti and Afghanistan. They've been there for decades, but they really need assistance, of course, right now. The global community has to come together and help these people out. So if you have any resources or if you go to Move On, or you can go to Doctors Without Borders, but go to Doctors Without Borders and look up, there may be other things you can do.
Yeah.
Certainly if you're a doctor, there's probably stuff you can do.
Yes.
But you're probably busy.
With COVID.
Yeah.
Yes.
That, please check that out if you can and help some people out.
Yes. I'm Frances Callier.
I'm Angela V. Shelton.
We are Frangela. Thank you so much for listening to The Final Word.
It's no surprise that newsmakers try to manipulate the audience. They want you to believe that they are the one holding the line, and they'll use any trick they can to get you there. But don't let them fool you. Get unspun. I'm Amanda Sturgill. I've been a reporter, and today I teach future reporters to cut the spin and think critically about what newsmakers say. My podcast, Unspun, shows you how to know when you're being manipulated by the news. Learn to spot the tricks and how to make up your own mind about what's true. So if you're tired of being fooled by the news, subscribe to Unspun today. Unspun. Because you deserve the truth.